Dave's Daily Podcast. Let's go! The best bits from the Radio City Breakfast Show.
Episode 36 then. We're nearly in the 40s, Leanne. Hey, we're 36, we're a year younger than you.
Oh, yeah, that's my age. And then when we're 40, that'll be your age, for sure.
You are 37.
Yeah, I'm 37. You're 40.
So you're not 36?
No, I'm not.
And I'm not 40, I'm 39.
Let's start minute now. Counting the days.
October.
Yeah. That's so good.
You've got a lot of fingers to count them days. Anyway,
practically summer holidays now.
We digress.
Mm-hmm.
We're a bit buzzing because we're off on holidays now, aren't we?
Yeah, and we've just had a brilliant morning. We have had one of our best shows. So we've had people on chanting footy songs, trying to win prizes. Yeah. We gave away £10,000 to lovely Debbie in Melling, who still doesn't believe us. She won't believe us till the money goes in her account, I don't think.
We were talking Champions League with Reds legend John Aldridge. We had him on the show this morning, and all the usual messing about. It's Tall Ships weekend, Champions League weekend, a bank holiday. We're about to go on a week's holiday, living the dream.
Yeah, what's not to love about that?
Enjoy episode 37, and we'll catch you back in a week. Morning, it's Leanne and Dave, 10 past 6 on what's going to be one of the best weekends of the year in Liverpool. We've got the Champions League final tomorrow, we've got the Tall Ships in, and it's a bank holiday. Thank you.
It's going to be absolutely brilliant. My play ends this weekend, so I've got tonight and I've got two shows tomorrow. And I've got to say, and I'm going to say this myself, I put a standout performance in last night. If you came to the Epstein to watch the salon, you saw me literally cry my eyes out on stage. I was sensational. So it comes off stage, gets changed, comes outside. There's people outside, and this fella collars me. He goes, "Look, Leanne, what are you doing on the radio? You were absolutely brilliant on there. That scene where you were crying and you were talking about how, you know, when people have babies, they lose their identity and this, that and the other." So I said to him, "Can I let you into a little secret?" She goes, "Yeah." I said, "I was extra good tonight. And I was actually crying real tears." He said, "I know, I was on the front row seeing you. You were unbelievable." It's like, But just before that scene, I have a really quick change and I forgot to put my clothes at the sides of the stage.
Right.
So whilst I was running out the fire door to get to the other side of the stage, I trapped my finger in the door. So when I comes back on stage, when everyone thought I was giving this award-winning performance, I was actually crying my eyes out because my finger had been trapped in this dead heavy fire door. It's black underneath the nails. Like, don't tell anyone. I want to see if, you know, I make the echo for being the best actress in the city. But that's actually... So it comes back on stage and went, but that's actually, like, broken my finger.
Did you invent that story just to talk about a play for some more sales?
No. Look at my finger. It's black under the nail.
Are you swearing at me?
No, it is that finger, though.
Let's have a look.
It was very eventful. Under the nail, it's black. I've got shellac on the front so you can't see it, but underneath it's pure black.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I shouldn't really have told him, should I? I should have just been like, "Oh, yes, I'm in Toronto."
Brilliant.
I was in the moment.
Listen, I would come and watch that play.
You've seen it?
I've seen it.
Yeah. Do you know, lots of people ask me, "Is Dave being? Is he in tonight? Is he coming?" And I make excuses up for you. I lie. You know, like one of those wives who have to lie about their husbands. "Oh, no, he doesn't shout at me. No.
No, I have been.
No, you have been,
I
said
have been.
That.
I went to the one in St. Helens.
It's
a good play.
Oh, is he coming to this one? Probably. I don't know.
No, I've seen it once. Why would I want to go twice?
Exactly.
Why would I want to go twice?
Tell you why.
Why?
The girl who plays
because it's brilliant.
Yeah, with the legs.
Oh, dear.
No, the girl with the legs.
Are you on some sort of... So you get paid to do the theatre.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, actors get.
Yeah.
Do you get a separate budget for marketing? And the marketing is this show.
If I was to say yeah, I'd get in trouble with the station.
No, if you were to say yeah, I want a cut.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
As usual then, round about now, we do sort your head out. This is your chance to win tickets to go to the Odeon in Liverpool 1.
I think this might be a nice, easy one. You can definitely take a guess at this. So, little question for you. 50% of people surveyed said a sign of true love is knowing what about your partner. So you only truly love them, true love, if you know this thing about them. What could you know about your other half?
That's a good one. Is it...
Think of questions you ask them.
Is it their favourite food?
Is it their favourite food? No, it isn't.
Is it it?
Things you know about Catherine that other people wouldn't know.
Where the birthmark is.
Ooh, no.
No.
50%.
It's on a foot as well, rather boringly, which is annoying. It's half of people.
It's not 100%. It's only 50% of couples know this about each other. That's a sign of true love.
I don't know. I'm not even going to have my third guess. There's no point in my third guess because I don't know.
How do you have a third guess? Think about what you know about Catherine that I don't know. You might know. You might be in the 50%.
Is it? I can't think of sexual things. That's what
I know. That's where your mind goes. I can't help myself.
That's where I am. That's my level.
Okay.
And that's where we need to accept my level is.
Yeah.
And, you know, this sort of stuff can't happen on the radio. The podcast, I can give you right now, we'll edit the podcast. So at this point, I will tell you what I'm really thinking.
Okay, yeah.
Because we can be rude in the podcast.
Yeah.
But on the radio, I don't know, Leanne.
Just maybe think of just something that she knows about you that the rest of us sitting here don't know about you. And she knows about you.
Because you've sold that in a way that no matter what I say now, you two are going to take the mic, right?
No, we won't.
No, I'm done now. That's it. I'm only having two guesses.
What do you take me for?
A snide. Right, a snide. And I had to pick that word really carefully as well. I'm really struggling with life today. I think today's going to be the day when I drop an F-bomb.
I know, yeah.
Without realising.
I know how you feel. We're overtired, aren't we?
And we're on holiday next week, so I'm on holiday mode.
Yeah.
Please just do your bit and let me get off.
All right, listen, give us a ring now. If you're thinking about something that you know about your other half that other people don't know, something you've got to be really close to someone to know, ring us. Guess you could get the Odeon for free. It's 0151 472 0967.
Is it sexy related?
It's nothing to do with sexy.
Sorry, I can't answer. I was really sorry. No. George in Ellesmere Port. Is it what their celeb crush is, mate?
No, it's not that.
Oh, is it?
No.
Okay. This one hasn't got a name on it. It just says their favourite meal to come home to. That's...
Yeah, no, it's not that.
Have a clue?
No. It's something like... like...
I don't think I've got it. Well, I haven't got it.
Okay.
Davey is listening at the airport. He says, is it they get to know their daily bowel movements?
No, it's not that.
Is it not that?
No.
Because I do know when Catherine's going to go.
It's more technical than that.
Technical?
Hmm.
What's the question again?
50% of people in a relationship know this about the partner. It's a sign of true love.
Technical?
Yeah.
Radio City, who's on the phone is that?
Hi, it's Chris.
Chris, is yours a rude one?
No.
Good, okay.
Well, you might be right then, go on.
Fill your boots.
Is it your other partner's password for their social media?
Oh, password. Oh, that's a great answer.
Is it your password for Facebook, social media? Yes, it is.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Yes,
mate.
Chris, well done.
Oh, really well done, mate.
Yeah, your head's definitely working. You're off the pictures. What are you going to go and see?
Deadpool, most probably.
Oh, yeah.
It looks good, that.
It does look good, yeah.
Hey, Chris, well done, mate. Ending on a high this week. The first lot of tickets you've been away all week, isn't
Woo-hoo.
It? Really?
Yeah.
Well done, mate. Thanks for listening. Enjoy Deadpool.
This is Leanne
and Dave Daily. Best weekend ever coming up. You've got the footy, you've got the tall ships, you've got, hopefully, the bus coming home.
Well, with a bit of luck on
with
Sunday.
The truth.
And of course, we can enjoy the bus coming home more than we normally would because we're going to go work on Monday.
We can all get lubricated. Liquidated. What's the saying? When you're
I just don't think any of those terms work for me.
No? All right, yeah. I'll take them back.
And I don't want to hear you using the term lubricated again on this show, if that's all right. Well, listen up, right? As you know, have you heard about this, about some of the planes being cancelled?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So we're not going to get involved in it because it's about to go legal. but some of the planes have been cancelled. It's a bit of a nightmare for something like 1,000 fans. Even the mayor stepped in. Did you know, this is going to be wasted on you.
Go on. Right?
So Joe Anderson, the mayor, has been speaking to the mayor of Ukraine. Do you know, of Kiev, sorry. Do you know who that is?
No.
Vitaly Klitschko, the boxer.
Whoa. No way.
You have no idea who that is, do you?
Not a clue.
But I can't...
Sounds like an hairdresser.
You wouldn't say it to his face.
I wouldn't know.
So, no, he's a unit, right?
What's his name again?
Vitaly Klitschko.
I'm sure I've bought an air dryer with that written on it. Like a celebrity hairdresser.
He's the mayor. Anyway, so they've been talking and it looks like they're going to try and sort out because basically it's landing slots and like I said, we can't go into it, it's about to get legal, but... He's not good looking, Leanne.
He's gorgeous.
As producer Mike just showed you a picture. He ain't good looking.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
Look at his nose.
Oh, he is lovely.
Anywho, we digress. Lots of people now, either won't be going to the game because they've had a bad time with it, But to be fair, there was only 16,000 tickets anyway. So mm-hmm. we know there's like a million people that can't go. So we've sorted something out for you to watch it here in VIP style at the Classic Fest at the Baltic Triangle on Saturday. Now, it's a massive event taking place. Some massive PAs are going to be there from back in the day, like Robin S, Strike, all that sort of stuff. And we've got for you four VIP balcony passes. Be treated like kings and queens. Drinks package. Access all areas passes and a meet and greet with the DA with the PAs
PJ and Duncan.
That's it. with the PAs and DJs. So this is a really, you will be treated like royalty watching it on a massive screen on the side of the wall.
Yeah, so that's fantastic, isn't it? If you want to watch the game, that is brilliant. There's something in it for people who even don't want to watch the game, to be honest, because I think I'm going there in the evening with all my mates.
Oh, it's going to be an actual good do.
It's a 12-hour session. So if you fancy getting involved and you want to go, all you've got to do is give us a ring. Now, is our phone always saved in your mobile phone number? It's our phone number.
We've gone on all these.
It's our phone number in your mobile phone. It's 0151 472 0967. But we need a little favour. So you're ringing now. We can see the phones flashing.
We're on a full switchboard. I'm not told what you got to do yet.
We are going to ask you to do something. It's not just going to be I can go and us going, yeah. Mm. We need to get you to do a bit of a chant. Yeah. So do you know a football song that's maybe relevant, maybe just being created for the big weekend? Or do you know a chant that you think deserves to be on the radio this morning?
Maybe you've made one.
Yeah.
Maybe you've made one.
Yourself.
0151 4720967. Come and give us the best chant. I just saw two people put the phone down there going, what?
Hey? The Ann and Dave Daily, Radio City.
Neil.
Neil, so have you got a Champions League chant that you're going to do for us then? Because we're looking for the best one to win this awesome prize.
Yes. Yes, I certainly have, yeah.
Lovely stuff. You're all warmed up. Have you done your vocal exercises?
Well, I've been a little bit early in the morning. I've been trying to, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay, we'll just do this. Go.
Oh, Neil, don't bother.
That's a good warm. Don't. Exercise the vocal cords.
Leanne, shut up.
Okay.
All right, so we've got this awesome prize for you to win, Neil. All you got to do is give us your chant. And if producer Mike at the end of the show deems it's the best one, then you're off to this awesome event. We've got four VIP balcony passes, a drinks package, access all areas passes, meet and greet with the PAs and DJs. All you got to do is impress us. Go!
All right, okay. Get on it, Mo's on it. He's running down the wing. No way he shoots, he's on fire. He's our Egyptian king. Get on it, Mo's on it. He's running down the wing. No way he shoots, he's on fire. He's our Egyptian king. Mo Salah.
Woo!
La 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 la.
Yes!
Yes!
Mo Salah. La, 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 la. There you go.
Oh, hey.
That's amazing, Neil.
You are an absolute dream. I don't know how anyone's going to beat that.
I don't either, really.
What's going on?
It was more of a song than a chant. That's good work, Neil. And how long have you been working on this chant? Because there's no way you're telling me you've just come up with that with the show. Has this been in the bag ages for the game?
I was listening to Kasabian's song, LSS, and it just really sounded like Mo Salah, so I wrote it on my guitar about a week ago, and then
he's taking this very, very seriously. Yeah.
So you're literally writing your own chants. This is just legendary. Well done.
I don't know if we're going to beat that. But, but listen,
we can try.
If you want to have a go, it's 0151 4720 967. Go and watch the big game tomorrow. And listen, well done, Neil. Find out around about, I don't know, 8:45 this morning if you've been deemed the best by producer Mike. Good luck, mate.
Cheers. Thank you.
Are we going to beat? That was really good.
No, they don't have to all write their own, do they?
No, just come on and do a...
Just chant.
Chant one.
Yeah.
That was really good. So good.
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
Let me take you into the inner workings of a production meeting here at Radio City. Firstly, me and Leanne don't go to them because we're too busy trying to get some sleep.
I have things to do as well.
Yeah, I've got a McDonald's with my name on it. Mm. But producer Mike was in this meeting and he had a meeting on his own. Yeah. And he decided that we were going to do Actioki.
Yes!
Now, we're not. Well, the reason we're doing this, according to the WhatsApp the producer Mike sent us whilst we were sat on his own in a room, mm-hmm. Is because there's no point doing Sing Starlet for a day. We're on holiday next week.
Yeah, and it's a new Sing Starlet. Yeah. And we'd be introducing this tiny singer only to go off for a week's holiday. Yeah. So we're going to wait till we come back to launch a brand new singing starlet.
So here's what I'm going to do. It's Actioki. It's a one-off today.
It is my fave, this as well. I do love this.
It's your chance to go to the Adventure Dock in the Albert Dock. All you have to do is basically guess what song that we are singing. So when everyone's ready, you've got to work out what this song is. Now, Leanne's doing it today, not me.
Yeah, and I'm not singing it, I'm acting. Hence, yeah, yeah, it's called Actioki. It's not karaoke.
Okay.
So I'm going to act out with passion the lyrics to a song that you know. If you can name the song, it's 0151 472 0967.
Now, I would like to put on record at this point in the show, I did offer to do the Actioki, but I don't know if you remember, but my acting skills are slightly limited, and all I can do is be upset.
Yeah, he does emotional well. It's an emotional guy.
But I got voted out by, Leanne.
Yeah.
Who said she was doing it.
It's Friday, it needs to be lighthearted, so I'm going to go down a Mexican theme.
Okay, well, I've got Mexican music.
Good.
You told me that. So yeah. Anyone can name this song, call us now. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you going to put your Mexican accent on?
Yeah. I let them love you while the moon is still out. There's something in you, lit up heaven in me, and a feeling won't let me sleep, no?
Say it.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that song is. And I know the words.
Do you want me to give you a bit more?
This is why I love this competition, because I know the words.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not in the music, I can't do it.
Yeah. Do you want more? Can you handle more? Okay, so the first bit is, let me love you while the moon is still out. There's something in you, lit up the heaven in me. The feeling, it won't let me sleep, no?
I know.
Because I'm lost in the way you move. It's good. It's a good one.
Oh, I love this one. I love this game because I know it, but I don't know it. Just once more, okay? You ready? Just once more. Here we go.
Let me love you while the moon is still out. No, something in you lit up the heaven in me.
I know it.
The feeling won't let me sleep. No, because I'm lost in the way you move.
But I know it. But I don't know it. I think I know what it is.
You
can
do
I tell you off the radio?
Come
what I think
on.
It is?
Somebody's like Jagger now. Miles away. Freezing cold.
But I know it.
Warm.
I know it. That's why I love this game. Let's get a phone first. A piece of Robin in Kirby. Hi, Robin. How you doing, mate?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, it's a lady, Robin. Hello, Robin. sorry. we've got your chance to go to the Albert Dock, the Avenger Dock. What do you think the answer is?
Calvin Harris and Julie for One Kiss.
Is it Calvin Harris, Julie from One Kiss? Is it?
As something in the you.
Whoa.
I lit up the heaven in me, you know?
Do it in time with the music.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me love you while the moon is still out. There's something in you.
Oh,
lit up the heaven in me.
I knew it, but I didn't know it,
Woo!
Well, listen, well done. You're off to the Alba Dock, to the Adventure Dock. Are you going to take with you, Robin?
I don't know, yeah.
Well, that's not really what you need to say on radio.
Have you got a mate? Have you got a
make
fella?
Make up some names.
Yeah, I'll take the fella.
That's
good
it.
Stuff.
What's his name?
Ash,
there we go. Is he real?
He is. He's right next to me.
Well done, you. Off to the Adventure Dog. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
Please, can we do this again? Because I love it. Let's bring it back.
I love it.
It's
we
great.
Do so many different styles of acting.
And we really... Well, I don't, but you do. Bank Holiday weekend, sun's going to be nice, tall ships are in town, and Liverpool are in the Champions League final. You'll do for me. So let's chat some football, shall we?
Yeah, we need to speak to someone who knows everything there is to know, don't we, Dave?
Yes, we do. So we're going to speak to John Aldridge. Right, Aldo, hi, mate.
Hello, Dave, all right?
Yeah, I'm not a bait.
Morning, yeah, morning.
You actually literally are in the airport right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I got in about 20 minutes ago. Yeah, queuing up to try and get through on this plane. We're one of the lucky ones that obviously...
Well, we saw about that. It's poor, that, isn't it?
What's the atmosphere like down at the airport, though, with the loads of other lads on the way there?
Yeah, it's quite busy. It's not absolutely rammed, but there's loads of sports knocking about, as you'd imagine.
Yeah.
You know, so it just takes the edge off it when you see, you know, we've been treated unfairly as fans, you know, up to now, having to pay extortionate amounts of tickets, hotels, travel, everything. And then all of a sudden, with the day to go, they start cancelling flights. It's just, it's terrible, isn't it?
It's been really harsh. But it looks like, from what I've been reading, it looks like Johansson and Vitaly Klitschko have got some sort of deal together where most of the flights have been put back on. So hopefully...
Oh.
Most of them have been sorted out.
Fingers crossed.
Now, there's people leaving yesterday, there's people leaving today, there's people leaving tomorrow. That's hardcore. If you're leaving on one of the flights 6:30 tomorrow and then flying back at 4:30, now, Aldo, now that is hardcore. No hotel. That's hardcore, isn't it?
I'll tell you what it is. You've got to sustain that one, haven't you? You've got to keep off the ale till about 12 o'clock. Give yourself a chance, haven't you?
As if that's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right, now, obviously, we need to talk a little bit about the game Now, we're going to do that thing that all annoying radio presenters do. We're going to say to you, give us your prediction for the score.
3-2, Liverpool.
Leanne, do you agree with that? Because obviously Leanne's I know we've got you and Sharpie on, right? But Leanne really is at the forefront of football. Oh, not you two.
I live and breathe it. I've got a Liverpool flag hanging out my bedroom window.
That's the one.
I
love all these, like, these plastic flags out the window. It's the only time we go plastic. So, like, we go a little bit plasty with them things out the windows of the cars. It looks great.
It does, all over town.
It looks brilliant.
So, Leanne, 3-2, do you think that's a fair assessment?
Well, I have to be honest, I've been going with 3-1. I think it's going to be 3-1,
Who do you think's going to score, Leanne?
I think loads of people, three people.
Three people are going to score.
I think three footballers are going to score for Liverpool.
Three forwards, Leanne, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, John.
They're the ones.
Listen, who do you think's going to be standout for us then? Who do you think's going to have a blinding game tomorrow night?
Oh, that's a tough one, isn't it? You know, it really is. You know, it'll help with the front three have standout games because they're the reason why we're here.
Yeah.
You know, obviously Van Dijk, you're looking at him to solidify, to set their goal forward. You know, he's the leader of the pack at the back.
Mm.
So I think if we play to what we have done this season, you know, the extremities with City and Roma and Porto away, etc., you know, I will win.
Yeah, I reckon we're going to nail it.
Do you know what
I like the most part of this chat as well, John, is the glazed over face of Leanne.
Do you know
it's
what?
It's brilliant.
Aldo even gets me excited. Honestly, even I'm getting excited right now.
Well, listen, John, have a fantastic time. Enjoy your time over there. It's going to be amazing. And just enjoy the game. We'll speak to you when you get back. And good luck to the lads. Cheers.
Have a ball. All the best.
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk. Leanne and Dave's 1K Minute with Blue Air. Book your city break to Milan and Rome from Liverpool John Lennon Airport.
So your chance to win once again with Blue Air. We've had a winner this week. I'm going to get two winners in the same week. If we do, I will split my sides. I'll be in the hospital because I laugh so much.
Oh, can you imagine the manager's faces? They'd have a heart attack.
Grace is playing today. Hiya, Grace. How are you? Are you good?
Hello, Dave. Yeah, I'm fine. Thank
Are you,
you
feeling confident? That's the big answer.
Not at all.
Oh, why?
Why?
I don't know. My nerves have gone. I don't know why.
How well do you normally do?
When I play, I normally play with my boyfriend. Yeah. We normally get about 6-7 right between us, but I'm on my own today, unfortunately.
Oh, let's just crack on.
So we're looking at a 3, are we, then, if it's just you?
Yeah.
Anything over a 3 is a win. Oh, okay, 10 questions, 6 seconds, win a grand. Did you hear the answer to question number 1 just before the news?
Oh, my God. I did, but I've forgotten it.
Oh, my. Let's just crack on and play One Kiss.
What was the first sentence?
Complete the Demi Lovato hit Cool for the...
Was, yeah.
Right, okay.
Okay, good,
we can
right,
do
okay.
It. We can do
10 questions, 6 seconds, win a grand, go!
Complete the Demi Lovato hit, Cool for the...
Summer.
Uber was originally Uber Taxi, true or false?
True.
In the film, saying Candyman 5 times into what summons him?
A mirror.
What moved from Channel 4 to Channel 5 in 2011?
Big Brother.
Cupid is the Roman god of what?
Love.
Ed Sheeran plays Manchester this weekend. Who did you work with on the song River?
Pass for that.
What letters next to the Q on a keyboard?
F.
Which actress has 2 cookbooks and created lifestyle company Goop?
Pass.
What ship was built on Merseyside, HMS Dido or SS Madonna?
Madonna.
Who hosts ITV's Alien Fun Capsule?
No idea. Oh my God.
Well, listen, you wanted to get more.
Oh my God. You know what's so much harder when you're on the radio?
And I think a couple of those questions were snide, but I've been told not to say that anymore.
Some of them are hard.
You wanted to get more than 3. You got 4. Take the win.
Hey! Yay!
4 out of 10. Now, let's go through the ones that you didn't get right. Uber was originally called Uber Taxi. That was false. It was called Uber Cab, just in case you're wondering. Ed Sheeran plays Manchester this weekend. Who did he work with on River? It was Eminem. What letters next to the Q on a keyboard? It's W. Which actress had 2 cookbooks and a lifestyle company? It's Gwyneth Paltrow, and it was HMS Dido. So, well done. Have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you anyway.
And thank you for listening.
See
it returns on Tuesday morning, where Scott's in for us. One again with Blue Air on the 1K Minute.
This is Leanne and Dave Daily.
We've got an awesome prize for you to win this morning, if you can't make it out to Kiev. Classics Fest is a massive festival. Loads of big dance acts there, like Robin S, Abigail Bailey, and all that sort of business. Too Funky Too. It's happening all day at the Baltic Triangle on Saturday. And not only that, they've got a massive screen for you to watch the football. Now, we're going to give you 4 VIP balcony passes, drinks, Axel Aero's passes, meet and greet with the PAs and DJs. 4 VIP passes. Treat like royalty and watch it on the big screen.
Okay, so you've got to do a little something in return if you want those tickets. It's going to be a brilliant day, like a 12-hour session with the game and then the big after party as well. You've got a chant for us this morning. Do you know a chanter? Someone who knows all the words to all the songs when they go to the match. Maybe you know someone who's made up a specific song just for this weekend. Get them on the radio, get them onto us, and they could be our winner today at 0151 472 0967.
Now, it's completely discretion of producer Mike, who doesn't like football, so he's judging them on the actual
standard of the singing.
Earlier on after 7, Neil called up with this bad boy.
Get on it, Mo's on it, he's running down the wing, and when he shoots he's on fire, he's our Egyptian king.
Good, wasn't it?
Get on it, Mo's on it.
You get the picture.
Yeah, so very
now
good.
Let's see if we can get someone else on Radio City. Who's that?
Daniel Hughes.
Do you want to go and watch the football at Classics Fest at the Baltic Triangle, mate? This is going to be an amazing gig for a start, let alone the fact they've got a massive TV screen for you. Well, it's not really a TV screen, it's a projection.
Yeah, and your drinks package. You're going to get your drinks, you're going to be VIP, you're going to be up in the gallery watching the match and then partying through the night. Who's with you right now?
There's me, John, Dee, Ross, and Nathan.
Oh, that's
five of you.
The prize is for 4.
Nah, we'll sort it out.
We've got content. For 5? Right, okay.
We'll sort it out. So, VIP styly. Did you hear Neil's song, who called up earlier on the show? It was very good.
Oh, sorry. No, yeah. I think it was when I was on the phone to you.
Oh, right, okay. So you didn't hear it first time round. Okay. It was good, mate. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
Let's see if you can beat it. Give us your best Champions League song. Are all the lads doing it?
Yeah, we're all here.
Okay,
we're very excited.
And it's down to producer Mike. He is the aficionado. He'll say the winner and who he thinks is best at around about 20 to 9. So away you go, lads. The floor is yours.
We've conquered all of Europe. We're never going to stop.
Oh, I love this one.
Paris has a ticket. We won the ball.
Hey.
For Paisley, Abdul Shaklin. We are all supporters. And we come from Liverpool. Ale, ale, ale.
Do you know what, lads? Not a bad effort. Not a bad effort at all.
And you managed to not do the swear word and just say a different word.
We're on site as well. Everybody's looking at us on site.
Oh, you're on site? Brilliant.
Listen, lads. You are now officially in the draw. We will make that draw in about 10 or 15 minutes and let you know if you've won. All right, lads. Well done.
Yay. Thank you very much.
Solid effort.
And it's Susie.
Hello, Sue. How are you? You're good?
And it's quite easy, Shokran.
Oh, hello. Are you speaking Ukrainian?
Arabic.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what?
This is all very new.
Why are you speaking Arabic to us? Are you Arabian?
And English and a Kalam Arabi.
Right.
I am English. I can speak Arabic.
Lovely stuff. Okay. But can you chant a good Liverpool song?
Hey, what?
Let's see what you can do.
Mo Salah, Mo Salah, walking next to me. Mo Salah, Mo Salah, will you marry me? Yellow, yellow, Mohammed.
What's your name, really? Who is this?
Was that last bit part of the song?
It's Sue James.
Hi, Sue James. So you fancy going to this big event then at the weekend?
Right, Sue, for a minute. We were genuinely looking at each other then going, what's happened, dear? I totally fell for that. I genuinely thought you were like Egyptian or something. No. I genuinely did.
Well, you just
I can speak Arabic.
Oh,
no,
okay.
You can't. You just sound casually racist.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Was this supposed to be your gimmick? Is this to make you stand out from the rest of the chants?
Oh, it worked.
Awa.
Pack it in, Sue. Seriously, I had such flashes then. My whole career flashed before
me. Honestly, this show every day leaves us borderline heart attack material. Go on.
This is why Mohammed is waiting for me.
No, stop it now. Okay. Let's just cut her off. That was Sue's chant, everybody.
Yeah.
Do you think it was any good? Well, it's down to producer Mike, the final one. Let's see if he agrees what you're thinking. We're about to...
Oh, wait.
Leanne, I don't know when I get taken off air.
Do you have my nerves going, honestly?
Let's find out who is the winner. Is it going to be Neil? Is it going to be Dan and the boys? Or is it going to be the lovely Sue?
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
We have some serious business to deal with now.
Yeah.
This is where we cross over to our very own Simon Cowell. It's producer Mike with his thoughts. His thoughts are final. He's like Simon Cowell of the show.
We don't envy Mike to pick a winner out of those three. A very difficult task to do on a Friday morning. We leave it in your capable hands. The knowledge that you have in the music industry,
Leanne, I'm just saying,
second to none.
I've seen a script he's written down here. Yeah. He's got a whole ream of papers. So don't bring him up.
Well,
too
let's
much.
See what he's got to say.
I remember, Mike, the show finishes at 10.
It's not been an easy decision. Okay. Out of the hundreds of entries and the three finalists, we've had some strong competition.
Yeah.
But the overall winner or winners
Oh, that's a clue.
Featured lead vocals, it had harmonies, it had backing singers.
It did, yeah.
But an incredible lead vocal from Daniel means that Chant 2 is the winner.
This is on live.
We're never gonna stop.
Oh, I love this one.
But it's time to take it. We are Love supporters, and we come from Liverpool. Hey! Ale, ale, ale.
Dan and the boys have just won the ticket to go to Classics Fest, the Baltic Triangle. It's an all-day session and it's going to be VVIP for Dan and his mates.
We hope you make the most of it, lads. Get on Twitter, send us all your pictures of you having an absolute ball. We are thrilled for you.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
Something that everyone's been talking to us about on social media is the lads we had on the show yesterday. Now, it was Perry, Jamie and Paul. They're going via car. They left at 8 o'clock on Thursday night.
Yeah.
And we had them on a show almost 24 hours into their journey, as it were.
That's right.
Oh, 12 hours, sorry, would have been.
Yeah.
And they were currently in Eindhoven, and everyone's been talking about it.
The people are just loving them, aren't they? So they're in their mum's car. They've been driving for hours and hours and hours and hours, just taking turns apiece behind the steering wheel. We're hoping that they're going to be safe and they're going to get to the game on time. But there's been a couple of hurdles, and they're keeping us in the loop.
Yeah, we thought, let's get them on again, because everyone's intrigued about how it's going. So the lads are there now. Paul, you're right.
All right.
Yeah, so you were in Eindhoven yesterday and we spoke to you. So much has happened, everybody. So much has happened.
Yeah.
They're now not in Eindhoven, and they also have collected a person.
Yeah.
What?
They found a randomer. Tell us his name. What's going on?
It's Ray. Say hello, Ray. Hi, Leanne. It's Ray.
Hiya, Ray. You all right, love? Where were you, and why were you on your own, Ray?
I was drunk on the streets of Krakow.
Yeah.
And these guys picked me up. I've got to get there by any means.
Of course you have.
So you are going, right? You are going to the football. You just were in Krakow for some unknown reason on the way there.
And he lost his mates. Yeah, he had a few too many. And he's relying on the lovely lads, Paul, Perry and Jamie and the mum's car to get him to the game.
Now,
Your mum's Mariva.
Mate, your mum's Mariva has become famous in Liverpool overnight, so you know.
I reckon you could auction that car off for a good few quid when you get back home.
Brilliant. Can't wait to get it back home. Give it some loving.
Yeah.
that poor car. Now, where are you right now? Because didn't you stop overnight? So where are you now?
Just left Krakow.
Oh, and how many more hours driving to get to Kiev?
8 hours left to get to Kiev now.
How many miles have you done, Paul, up to now?
What's that say on the ground? 1,238.
Will the Mariva make it to the game? We don't know.
Don't put a jinx on it now. Of course it will.
Of course it will. Now, we are also on tomorrow between 12 and 3, which will be between 2 and 5 for you guys. So we want to catch up with you tomorrow before the game and make sure you definitely got there. Is that all right with you lot?
Yes, that's fine. Oh, we'll get some more stories for you.
Get some more randomers.
Can't wait.
It's like the hangover movie for football.
Oh, there's so much love for you, lads. Stay safe, and we'll speak to you tomorrow. We'll get all the goss.
Cheers, fellas.
Bye.
Supporting Liverpool in Kiev.
In Europe's premier competition.
Radio City.
Fri-yay. And it really is a fri-yay because it's a great weekend. We've got Champions League final tomorrow, the Tall Ships in town, a bank holiday, and the small matter of £10,000 giveaway right now.
Yeah, last week when we gave away £2,000, we couldn't wait for that to finish so we could tell you we had 10 grand for this week. So if your text already in, a number's going to be chosen at random right now and we're going to press call on that very number. If your phone rings,
a lot of money.
Please answer. Sounds excited. £10,000, please, could be going into your bank account right now.
Please answer. Now, this person wins the money no matter what, even if they don't answer. But if they do, it's brilliant. Oh, please answer.
Imagine your phone was ringing now.
And we are live on the radio, by the way.
Hi.
Hello, who's that?
It's Debbie.
Hello, Debbie. Do you have any idea at all what's happening right now?
I think I do.
You do? I can tell. There's I can tell you're smiling as you're speaking.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Have you entered any competitions on Radio City?
You are joking me.
We're not joking. Where are you right now?
I'm actually at home mopping the kitchen floor.
You're mopping the kitchen. Is anyone with you? Because you might fall over.
My husband's just in the living room.
Okay, go into your
husband. Yeah, go into your husband.
And go and tell him when you get in the front room that Debbie...
Yeah?
You've just won £10,000!
I've won £10,000. I'm Radio City. He's not believing me.
Put him on the phone.
Just hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey,
hello?
Mate, this is not a joke. It's Leanne and Dave. You're live on the radio. Do not swear. You've just won £10,000, mate.
Yeah, right.
He's having none of it.
It's the truth. Well, listen, if you've got online banking, have a little look. We're going to get your details off your wife, and then it's going to pop up on your account. You'll see 10 grand.
Mate,
it's
listen.
It's awful. She's welcome.
Listen to this.
Come on.
Who would go to that much effort to get jingles made? If you had just won 10 grand.
Oh, listen, my God.
Well done. You convinced your husband. What's his name?
His name's Paul.
You carry on convincing him go away and then think about how you're going to spend 10 grand. Well done, Debbie. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you very much.
Leanne and Dave Daily, the podcast.